Hello, I'm Erin Blake, Curator of Art and Special Collections at the Folger. The engraving that you see here, the Drewthut Portrait of Shakespeare, is one of only two generally accepted authentic likenesses of Shakespeare. The other is the sculpted monument in Holy Trinity Church, Stratford-upon-Avon. Other portraits have been put forward as contenders over the years, some more plausibly than others, but only the Drewthut engraving and Stratford monument were certainly commissioned by people who knew Shakespeare. And it was the Drewthut portrait that really took off as an iconic image. And that's because it appeared in a medium where it could circulate widely, a printed book, the first folio. The same plate was reprinted for the second, third, and fourth folios, and adaptations of it were used for the author portrait in the 1640 edition of Shakespeare's poems, and the 1655 edition of the poem Lucrece, so it really had complete dominance as the image of Shakespeare in the 17th century. And today, we're so used to seeing it abstracted as a graphic design element or used in parodies that it's hard to imagine it representing a real person anymore. It's really come to represent the idea of Shakespeare and what Shakespeare stands for, things like Englishness, establishment culture, classic literature, even genius itself.